know that there was a German tweet in German saying that on Monday, U.S. Army forces went into Seidel and grabbed their server. There's some that believe this is the U.S. intelligence that manipulated all this in order to cover their own rear ends. But it's a little disturbing to just contemplate how corrupt the government has gotten with the whole Russia hoax, the framing of Mike Flynn, and so many others, Carter Page, Papadopoulos. So this is a desperate time for our country when those that are entrusted.
Okay. I'll play that back one more time.
Share one more thing. Sunday, I had information from some of our former intel people that there was extremely compelling evidence that could be gleaned from Seidel. That's S-C-Y-T-L. That's a company headquartered in Barcelona, Spain, that was responsible for aggregating all the information from all the machines and whatnot. But now the main headquarters had moved to Frankfurt. You know, Frankfurt, where Merkel in Germany has said the day after the election that Trump needed to go ahead and concede. Well, they're going through bankruptcy, but that information as to how many votes were switched from Republican for Democrat would have been easily established from the information that Seidel gathered, and you know what were the votes going in and which ones were changed going out. And he said, can you send me exactly the information we need to gather? And so I got that information and sent it in the wee hours Monday morning, and before he would have had a chance to make a request to get any of that information. It turns out I don't know the truth. I know that there was a German tweet in German saying that on Monday, U.S. Army forces went into Seidel and grabbed their server. There's some that believe this is the U.S. intelligence that manipulated all this in order to cover their own rear ends. But it's a little disturbing to just contemplate how corrupt the government has gotten with the whole Russia hoax, the framing of Mike Flynn, and so many others, Carter Page, Papadopoulos. So this is a desperate time for our country when those that are entrusted.
Okay. And this is something that, you know, if not checked, it could really cause a tailspin in our country. Because, you know, you already have people that are pretty much expecting this, that, you know, Biden better not become president because he didn't earn it. He did not earn it. And if he does get elected, I said it before, not only will he be known as a cheat, but people are going to riot. Going down, big tech media giants, Democrat operatives, and half the deep state. It should be obvious to any informed person that everything big tech and fake news media did to rig this election, then bury the Democrats' massive vote fraud operations, was a covert fraudulent deception and unlawful action. And it was all carried out on the behalf of communist nations like China and globalist operations that are located outside the United States. It's not merely that the voting system companies whose hardware and software systems rigged the election were located in Canada and Spain. We're also told that the part of the CIA's rigging of the election in real time involved data being offshored to servers located in Germany and possibly Serbia. So there's at least three or four foreign countries involved in this election. And that doesn't even include China and Venezuela, who both had other roles in running influence operations to rig election outcome in favor of Biden. Funding for Dominion was also provided, it is rumored, from wealthy socialists in Venezuela. Yeah, Venezuela, that has their citizens eating out of garbage cans and at the back of garbage trucks, while those in rich, powerful positions eat high off the hog. And people like Bernie Sanders want socialism in America. And Biden. Now, Team Trump is in the process of gathering irrefutable evidence of criminal collusion to carry out election interference. And the cover-up trails will lead directly to big tech, targeted censorship, and collusion with China, and the fake news left-wing media gaslighting propaganda campaign to cover up evidence of foreign collusion. This means that in one fell swoop, President Donald J. Trump will be able to, one, arrest and seize assets of all the top Democrats and deep state traders who attempted to steal the 2020 election, two, seize all the big tech corporations and left-wing media propaganda outlets that were complicit in the conspiracy. This could include seizing their domain names such as Twitter.com, YouTube.com, and Facebook.com. Three, defeat the DNC forever by revealing overwhelming evidence of widespread election fraud, which will also result in a nationwide call for voter ID system for all future elections. Four, solidify his own standing as the brilliant mastermind of President of the United States for a second term. And perhaps a third, dare we say. Never bet against the Donald. A lot of people are not going to be happy. Those who really hate Donald Trump with a passion are not going to be happy, because you're not going to get Biden as president. You're not. Okay? But I'm going to read you something else now. You can read the rest for yourself, but you already can see that, this right here is unacceptable. All right? It's insane, but this is what's good. This is what it boils down to, and this is what's in store for, you know, blacks who voted for Joe Biden. I'm gonna show you something right here. Good, it shows. Let's begin. Let us begin. Vax the blacks. Joe Biden's COVID-19 task force member recommends withholding food stamps and rent assistance from those who refuse the coronavirus vaccines. Now, I know with Operation Warp Speed with Donald Trump, I don't trust that either, because there's said to be side effects with the vaccine. And a person who volunteered to be vaccinated died. Okay? So we got problems with that, but Joe Biden wants to force, you know, people who depend on Section 8 and rent assistance to take that vaccine. Let's go. If you vote for tyrants, you get tyranny. This is what millions of Joe Biden supporters are about to discover if their candidate managed to steal the election and seize control of the White House. A prominent member of Biden's COVID-19 task force, a CIA-linked operative named Luciana Borio, says that people who refuse to be vaccinated should be deprived of food stamps and rent assistance. And in order to convince black Americans to take the vaccines, influencers should be hired to brainwash blacks with special compliance messages that are scientifically tested in social engineering focus groups. In other words, obey or starve. This is all contained in the report linked to this story, by the way. This is on top of another Biden task force member now calling for a 4 to 6 week national lockdown for all Americans, a kind of national economic suicide to finish off whatever small businesses might have survived the COVID nightmare so far. This COVID tyranny is exactly what we've warned was coming. Lockdown tyranny and vaccine tyranny enforced through a horrifying new medical credit scoring system that tracks your compliance with government mandates for vaccines, lockdowns, and masks. The task force member in question here is Luciana Borio, MD, the vice president of InQtel, a CIA-linked propaganda front that uses social engineering tactics to enslave humanity. She lists as top of member of the working group for ready populations for COVID vaccines, as described in the document from the Center of Health Security, released in July of this year by Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. A copy of this PDF file has been saved at the natural news servers in case they try to take it down from its original location. The document says that federal agencies should collude to develop a national promotion strategy, which might as well be called national propaganda strategy, for convincing people to take the potentially dangerous and deadly COVID-19 vaccines, which have skipped any real rigorous testing. Bundling of vaccines with food stamps, healthcare, and rent assistance. The document recommends that vaccine mandates get bundled with other social services, such as food stamps, WIC program, rent assistance, healthcare services. You single mothers are in for a rude awakening voting for Joe Biden. If Joe Biden becomes president, you single mothers are going to suffer, and you're going to risk your children being orphans. You're going to be forced to make a decision: starve or get that vaccine. Or if you have a good baby father, try your best to get reconciled and get back with him. If he's a good baby father. That's basically it. Okay. But this is, you know, this is crazy. That's all I can say. The report explains local and state public health agencies should explore collaboration with interagency and non-government partners to bundle vaccination with other safety net services. It also says that bundling vaccines with food stamps would be a way to build trust and streamline vaccine provision among low-income people such as Blacks and minority communities. Yes, just as we've all known for quite some time, the depopulation vaccines will be targeting Blacks in America, which is exactly what the abortion industry targets as well. Hear that? And you're voting for a political party that didn't ever give a damn about you, that was willing to just put Planned Parenthood in every minority community just to exterminate you guys, just to exterminate us. I'm Black. Okay. Now, this vaccine has side effects, and I did tell you a volunteer to be tested in human trials, died. Okay. But anyone who criticizes the forcing of vaccines onto Black Americans will be called racist, of course. The report also talks about putting in place a medical police state's monitoring infrastructure to surveil Blacks and minorities in real time, making sure they surrender to forced immunizations. It will also be critical to monitor in real time who has gotten the vaccine and what the key facilitators and barriers to vaccination have been within communities. So local public health departments can adapt their approach accordingly. The document even talks about blacking up the vaccine propaganda language in order to appeal to Blacks and so-called anti-vaxxers. Given the diverse nature of social identities in the United States, vaccination communications will need to be tailored to specific audiences that are key to an equitable and effective COVID-19 response. Example, essential workers, parents, groups with high comorbidity rates, communities of color, vaccine hesitant persons, in order to brainwash Blacks and minorities into accepting dangerous experimental COVID-19 vaccines. Document authors say that influential celebrities such as Hollywood stars and music stars, you know, those people who, you know, athletes and stars who, you know, because you see them have a soft drink you want to drink, you see them wearing a popular shoe, you want to wear that shoe, that type of stuff. And should be recruited to deliver messages so that the uniformed people can be influenced. Now, I wonder if when this comes out, how many those famous Black celebrities are going to stand their ground and say, no, I am not going to do this, and risk losing their job, risk being blacklisted. Okay. Because I know some of those black celebrities, they got family, you know, that are not famous, and they know they got family who are not doing so well. Will they stand up for Black rights, or will they bow down to the white liberal? Something to think about. Okay. Should be recruited to deliver messages so that the uninformed people can be influenced. Engage in a broad network of trusted spokespersons who can deliver and reinforce a unified message about COVID-19 vaccination to motivate people to take protective actions like vaccination requires, that they hear a salient and specific messages repeatedly delivered by multiple trusted messengers and via diverse media channels. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to get TD Jakes to tell them it's okay to take the vaccine. I'm telling you, they will go to church. They will go to church, and you will have some black pastors that will sell out for that dollar to tell their own congregation, God made this vaccine. Take it. Get your blessing. I'm telling you, they would. They would do it. Okay. The motivate people to take protective actions like vaccination requires that they hear assailant and specific messages repeatedly delivered by multiple trusted messengers and via diverse channels. The report even admits that black and minorities have been lied to and abused by government before, especially involving public health care issues. Minority groups have often experienced a history of government abuse that may make it harder to build trust. Finally, the document proposes the scientific testing on vaccination messages should be openly published by NIH, CDC, and NLM, National Library of Medicine, so that all the authorities have access to all the social engineering experiments that attempt to brainwash blacks with pro-vaccine propaganda. Mandatory vaccine sites, grocery stores, pharmacies, schools, workplaces, senior citizen centers, and churches will be used for forced vaccines on everyone. What did I tell you? Let me read that again. Mandatory vaccine sites, grocery stores, pharmacies, schools, workplaces, senior citizen centers, and churches will be used to force vaccines on everyone. I told you. This is insane. But it's going to happen. The document not only recommends that food assistance and rent assistance be withheld from those who refuse mandatory coronavirus vaccines. It also says that home visits should be used to inject people on door-to-door basis. In addition, workplaces, pharmacies, churches, and schools are named as candidates for forced immunizations, and the document recommends that pharmacists be allowed to administer a vaccine directly without a standing order. The document specifically states that vaccine efforts should include non-traditional sites such as places of worship or senior centers, and that COVID-19 vaccines should be bundled with other essential social services such as food stamps below. From the document, emphasis added, COVID-19 vaccinations may require ramping up the use of sites that are already available and accessible to older adults, but they're unless frequently widely placed. Community pharmacies, for example, are an underutilized site for routine vaccine promotion and administration. 111, but they are used successfully for expanding access to pandemic vaccine. In 2009 and 2010 112, most adults in the United States live closer to the pharmacy than to a clinic, and pharmacy vaccination programs can be specifically effective for harder to reach populations. Pharmacy immunization efforts work best when pharmacists are given adequate training in administering a new vaccine, and when state-level policies allow pharmacists the ability to administer a vaccine directly without standing order. Other non-traditional vaccine settings include grocery stores, senior citizen centers, health departments, mass vaccination clinics, and local corporations. These have been assessed as safe and accessible sites for pneumococcal and immunized influenza vaccines. 113 to 115 after doctor's offices. The next most common settings for influenza vaccines are pharmacy stores, supermarkets, and workplaces. 116, to allow adults to be vaccinated directly in their workplaces seems prudent, especially for essential workers likely to be in their first tier for vaccination. Schools, which are trusted institutions present in every community and available on weekends and at night, our additional candidate location. They were used during mass polio vaccination campaigns. 117, in some cases, it is also very acceptable and feasible to deliver vaccination via home visits by community health nurses. When vaccination is bundled with delivery of other preventive health services, this approach has received a strong recommendation in the past from the Community Preventive Services Task Force. 118, ensuring that all COVID-19 vaccination sites maintain safe physical distancing practices may require additional planning. The report also urges vaccine pushers to plan for the logistics of using grocery stores as frontline sites in the vaccine rollout. Here's the text from the report. Federal, state, and local health officers and other strategic partners should actively involve experts on preparedness and planning in vaccine rollout preparations as early as possible, given that novel or non-traditional sites for vaccination may become the front lines of a successful vaccination program. These experts can help coordinate efforts at heterogeneous sites and adapt strategies that would suit each site accordingly. For example, the vaccination logistics and rollout at a grocery store site will require different planning and preparation than vaccine rollout in traditional physician offices. This is crazy. So when you're trying to get food, you have to get vaccinated. That's what it is. Yeah, I know. It says hell no, but I mean, you're going to have to find a way to grow your own food. Or you're going to have to find a way to just order food online. Okay. Or you're going to have to go to another country. This is what it is, people. This is what it is. And I said it before. I said they would use churches. They get some sellout black pastors. Okay. And when I was reading down the article, boom. Churches, TD Jakes, you know, all those fake pastors, they're going to line up to do that. Okay. It's crazy. And those women who are single mothers in that church and they're in those fake churches, those pastors are going to find ways to get them to do whatever they want to do in order to keep them getting vaccinated. Get ready for the rolling out of an Orwellian medical police state run by fascist vaccine pushers and big tech censors. The bottom line in all of this, if Biden is elected president and his COVID-19 task force becomes a reality, America will be transformed into a vaccine-pushing medical police state where you can't even go to the grocery store or go to church without being harassed by crazed vaccine zealots. All independent journalism that questions the safety or efficacy of vaccines will be completely banned, and the CDC using taxpayer money will roll out an endless stream of pro-vaccine propaganda by hiring famous actors and recording artists to brainwash the masses into getting vaccinated. This is what happens when you vote for tyrants. You get tyranny. So roll up your sleeve, Biden supporters, and prepare to be forcibly injected with an experimental, potentially dangerous vaccine cocktail that will make the Tuskegee Air experiments look like a cakewalk. Blacks and minorities are about to be targeted with the ultimate depopulation weapon. An engineering of euthanasia shot called a vaccine that's so deadly and dangerous, every propaganda trick imaginable has to be used to convince people to take it, even if when it's free. And if you say no, you won't be able to buy groceries, go to church, attend a concert, travel, or buy air, or even open a bank account. If you continue to resist, don't worry, they'll send isolation teams to your home to kidnap you and throw you in a CDC concentration camp where you'll be recycled into a bio sludge that's deposited onto food crops. It sounds like a lot of the Green New Deal, doesn't it? Except it's actually the Green New Kill. Let's see what this person has to say about it. Here we go.
A source telling me right now, I haven't confirmed this yet, but the source says that grocery stores are gearing up in America to limit grocery purchases to a certain number of calories per person because more food shortages are expected, and that the calories are going to be tracked based on your biometrics, which means, of course, you have to, you know, consent with an iris scan or an RFID chip or some way to tie your biometrics into the system. As that's happening, your vaccine status is also going to be scanned and known by the grocery store. And if you aren't vaccinated, you can't shop and buy groceries. So they can literally cut off the food supply to people who aren't vaccinated. And you can't just ask your neighbor to go shop for you because your neighbor is limited by the number of calories they can buy. So they can't buy calories for you too. So we're trying to confirm whether this is true. And again, these are the kinds of things that sound outlandish at first, but think about it, Sherry, right? The things we said a year ago sounded outlandish, and they are here today in society today. Who would have ever thought that we were going to see what we're seeing right now with the imprisoning of college students and so on, all the plexiglass everywhere. So this is happening.
You know, it's interesting. I think this was maybe 7 years ago, 6, 7 years ago. Glenn Beck put out a book called Agenda 21. And I think he was just the publisher and he had his name on it. But it was all about exactly what you just said. That people no longer had jobs. Their job was to stay at home, and they had to walk on a treadmill every day to generate a certain amount of electricity for their house. And it also, based on that amount of electricity that they generated for their house, that also an excess supply went out into the community. And based on that excess supply was based on the amount of calories that they were given, and they were given it in little box of cubes of like a protein thing or something like that. And if you didn't burn more calories, it was calories in, calories out. And if you didn't burn more than that in a given day, you couldn't get your food. Well, it was a novel, it was fiction, but sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. And here we are now with all of these things. And Mike, what surprises me, and I'm sure it does you too, on all of this, number one is how quickly they brought down the cage doors. And yes. The second thing is how few people actually stood up and said, wait a minute, wait, there were hardly any. And I, like you, I would say in the first couple weeks, I wasn't a month for me, but I would say in the first couple of weeks, I was like, well, you know, they've been calling for a global pandemic. The first global pandemic WHO documents were released in 1999. So they've been trying to do this for a while with SARS and MERS and bird flu and H1N1. And so it doesn't surprise me that they're doing this again, but let's just make sure that it's a virus and it's not like, look at this virus, but it's really sarin gas or something that's going on, you know? And so let's, you know, like everything is like, look over here, look over here, look over here. But what's really happening is over here, right?
Yeah.
And so, but I would say that by the second week in March, I was loudly saying, listen, stop. You know, so I remember where I was standing the first time I heard the word social distancing. I said, oh, please, God, tell me that this is not going to be part of our lexicon that everybody talks about. Really?
Yeah.
This is going to be, then they started using the term new normal. No, please don't let that be part of our lexicon. Well, here we are.
Well, it should be called, first of all, anti-social distancing, because that's what it really is.
Yeah.
And you're right. It is shocking how quickly this happened. And again, you're right also. For a period of time, I was willing to follow the precautionary principle to do the lockdown, stop the travel for 30 days. Let's see what's going on, because by all accounts, you know, potentially millions of people had died in China that were being covered up. We didn't know the exact number yet. And we also knew, I mean, I knew early on this was a biological weapon. I mean, that was clear that this thing was engineered, and that's why it was virulent. That's why it attached to, you know, certain receptor sites in human lungs. And because it's engineered, you know, it can have a lot of gain of function properties that are very dangerous, but those properties are also lost very quickly in the wild over time through host adaptation. So, and I think that's where we are now. So it was really dangerous at first, and now it has become drastically less dangerous, which is showing up in the data. But the media is still acting like this is day one. That's the thing. There's no adaptation to our response to it. And it begs the question, here's my question to you. How long do they think they can continue to demand the lockdowns and the compliance and the social distancing? I mean, they could push this for years.
They're going to do it as long as we agree to be obedient. They're going to do it as long as we comply. They're going to do it as long as they can get away with it. And I think the plan is at least 2 years. You know,
they will destroy human society in 2 years.
I know. That's the point. And so I, you know, my whole thing, and I made this decision a couple months ago now that I was going to throw my, you know, all the stuff that I've done in the last 10 years and 40,000 hours of my life about showing problems associated with vaccines. I've sort of sidestepped this particular vaccine right now because so much of it is still in flux. And there's other people that are covering it pretty thoroughly, like Judy Mikovits, and, you know, Rashid Buttar is covering it really thickly. And so I really decided that, to me, what was more important right now than the vaccine issue was the mask issue. because they tried to separate us into two categories between vaccinated and unvaccinated, and that didn't work very well because you could be unvaccinated and say, yeah, I got the vaccine, and who would